here we go.
You want to be like? Sensitivity equals fucking poverty.
Insensitive Culture, the podcast. Check it out, homie.
Guys, welcome to episode 210 of Insensitive Culture. As always, you know me.
What's up, what?
You know my guy on the other end.
And that fool Blazer, Albert Ramon.
On the other end. You know who we beat.
Insensitive Culture, the podcast. Make sure you check it out, homie.
Hey, if you're tuning in for the very first time, please, 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 please look out for your homies. Give us a rate, review, subscribe to the podcast wherever you are watching, listening, all of that stuff. Make sure to give us some thumbs up. You know, it helps us grow. Also, subscribe to the subscribe to the podcast. We have some extra stuff that we release every single episode, and you ain't hear none of the shit that we just talked about because you ain't paying for it. So go ahead, hit links, because every episode has a link in the show notes, and do so, right?
Join the cult.
Yes, join the Insensitive Cult. Fellas, what's good, man? What's good? I feel like I haven't really talked to y'all other than, you know, the group chat that we got going on. How y'all showing up? How y'all living?
Good, bro. It's a beautiful day the last few days.
It's been nice. It's
nice and sunny out. Got my vibes up. Got me feeling hype.
Yeah, it's been a little rainy, but past couple of days been kind of nice. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling loose. Been getting that exercise in. So I'm a little tired, but still feeling better.
That's what the Zen's for, dog.
That's what the Zen's for. Yeah, I'm a certified Zenner.
Whew, certified.
Certified Zenner.
Fucking with it.
Oh, man. Yeah, the weather's been real nice, man. I hope this shit holds up. I don't believe it will. I'm hearing that it's going to be like.
Never does.
That it's going to be raining the next couple of days, but whatever. Ooh. We've been a little spoiled.
That's what I hear.
Anything new in y'all lives?
Not a whole lot, man. Just the weather's been pretty decent here. For the second year in a row, the second winter I've been in California, it's been like one of the wettest winters on record. Like California's not even in a drought state or like even close to it, which they almost always are. So I'm pretty lucky, you know, that nice. I had two rainy fucking winters. Which are miserable, because if you've ever driven around here and a couple drops fall, you would think it's like an ice storm in New York, the way people fucking drive around. So that's pretty fucking brutal to deal with. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's no snow, so I'm not going to bitch too hard. But I think we're past all the wet shit, and it's been nice. I don't know. Did you guys have that first, like, you know, like after winter, fucking nice out, you're whipping, you're like, you even got the windows down because it's so nice, and you're just bumping something, and you're just like, all right, we back.
I mean, gas prices are a little high for me over here, but you know, y'all don't got to worry about that. So
nah, we ain't fucking with that. Uncle Elon actually hooked it up with that free full self driving, dog. We've been living.
Word. That's what I was gonna say. The I went out today, and you know, it was nice and sunny, and I was feeling that vibe. Like, yo, I want to be like. You know, I want to pump the music and I want to just, you know, like ride the whip and like put your arm out the window and drive. And then I'm just sitting there while the car drives itself. And I'm like, this doesn't have the same vibe as when I'm like whipping. Like this car is not whipping around. It's just driving.
You know that even if it does that, you can not use that.
Agreed. Fast. But like Dave said, we got this month for free, so it feels almost extra special.
Yeah, you
got
to use it while you got it.
You
got
to use it.
I'm trying to milk them for every fucking cent they've taken from me, so I'm going to use this bitch up. Use their servers. I'm streaming music all the time in that bitch. Streaming YouTube when I'm stopped. Anything I can do to hit them, tax those Tesla servers, I'm fucking in it.
Nice.
Get that money back.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Meanwhile, my old ass is just whipping around listening to audiobooks and podcasts.
So, when you're listening to audiobooks in the car and you pull up like at a stoplight, you just pulled the windows up, like you don't, or you don't give a fuck. Like, let everyone around you know, I'm listening to a book, yo.
Sometimes
I'm studious.
Like, sometimes I do, but sometimes it's just like, let me lower this.
Yeah, some weird freaky shit.
Yeah.
You're like going through a parking lot or something.
Yeah. I need to get some of those sex books and shit, and then I'll blast the shit out of it.
There you go.
50 Shades audiobook, just whipping around, yeah. Have bitches going wild, son.
Yep.
Damn.
Just look over as they look over at me. Just look
the
over.
The moms will be tripping.
Oh yeah. Oh
they'll
yeah.
Be all over watch.
Shit.
That's a
free car wash, dog.
That's a book, baby.
Oh snap.
I'm real. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding.
Facts.
Just
facts.
Kidding, baby. Just joking. This is all jokes. Nothing factual
all
here.
Jokes.
Oh, man. All right. Y'all want to get into some questions?
Let's do it.
Let's do
jump
it.
Right into it.
Question. All right. This question sort of came from a Twitter debate I had with some folks that I work with. Some closer to our age, others mm-hmm. much younger in age, you know, than ourselves. So when you're buying something online, do you feel like once you hit a certain price that it's better or safer to order it from a laptop as opposed to like ordering something from your phone? Is that something that you guys even think of when you're purchasing something on your phone? So a big purchase, I'm not sure what it is, but you're like, you know what? I should go on the website on my laptop, just make sure everything's good, purchase it on there. Like, I'm not trying to fuck around through my phone. Who knows who's in my phone? Something like that. Is that something y'all even think about, or is that wild?
I ordered my first pocket pussy. I had to get that from the site.
That's fair. You never know who's the FBI. You
never
could
know.
Be, you know. Checking out your pocket pussy.
I have not ordered pocket pussy, but that would be the first thing. Let me go to the
privacy.
Site.
If you really were going to order a pocket pussy, would you feel okay ordering a pocket pussy from
that's,
your phone?
That you know, that's a good question. I haven't put myself in the mind state to like in the mindset to actually do something like that. But yeah, I'd probably go straight to the site. I don't know if I would order that off of Amazon. Fucking Timu.
Okay.
Yeah, like, is that what you mean when you say like from the phone? Like, you mean like through a third party app? Or
just in general. I mean, third party app, the Safari browser, and just using your phone in general.
Nah, everything I do has been strictly through the phone. I rarely go shopping or anything from like a website on my computer. Like, I haven't found anything yet to necessitate me going, let me whip out the laptop and
okay.
You know?
I feel like if anything, there might be some stuff where I'm like, this requires a lot of research. Like whatever it is, like this thing that I'm gonna buy, for instance, I don't know, the car that we were just talking about, right? Like all right, I'm gonna place my order for this, but before doing so, I need to do a lot of research. And sometimes like or the TV that I bought this past winter, right? I took a lot of research before I ended up buying and pulling the trigger on the television set. But because the research expands so much time, like there is definitely times where I'm like, I want to see this website on my desktop or / laptop, you know, larger monitor.
Yeah.
Because either the website doesn't look as good or because like it doesn't look good on mobile. You rotate
or,
the screen
or you feel
still,
like it's not going to work good enough and it's going to fuck your shit up on the mobile version.
See,
so you're like, oh,
I
should
never,
pull the laptop.
I don't know that I've seen like a website that doesn't work well on the mobile version. But as far as like the whole, like I'm afraid to look at it on my phone or I'm worried about like trackers or spyware or any other type of shit like that never really occurs. So what I was trying to say basically is like the research is crosses all platforms, right? Like I'm looking it up on my desktop, but you know, I'm not pulling the trigger immediately. So eventually I'll do research on my phone too. While I'm, you know, in the spare time, I'll look up something else on my phone. I'll be on Reddit on my phone and I'll do some research on there. And then the next day I'll be on my computer. And when I have a little bit of break, I might, you know, pop open the tab and do some more research on there. So it's never been like specific to one platform. And then when it comes time to finally pull the trigger, I don't think I really care. I guess it more depends on how am I going to pay for it. Because if I'm going to pay for it with Apple Pay, more than likely I'll do it on my phone. Because I think I might have done something on my computer. Like, I don't know if I turned off system integrity protection or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I did something where sometimes Apple Pay works and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it tells me to authenticate from my watch. Sometimes it tells me to use the Touch ID. Sometimes it just says, this website doesn't accept the version of Apple Pay you have, or some shit like that. And it's just like, well, okay, well, I'll just go to do it on my phone. And so oftentimes pulling the trigger on stuff, even the deposit that I put on my Tesla, I did from my phone on the app, the expensive ass television that I bought it on the Amazon app on my phone. When I eventually pulled the trigger, I just found the lowest cost place to get it. And then I'm gonna actually buy this thing, and it doesn't really matter.
So price really isn't a factor for you. It's really just the means of the price convenience.
Is always a factor for sure.
No, I'm saying for which device you use to purchase it. Like no matter the price, like it's just convenience is what it sounds like for 100%, you, right?
Yeah. I consider, because I'm only using for all of these computing devices, obviously home team here. I'm only using Apple devices, so whichever device I use is safe as the other. Yeah, they're all the same level of protection there. So from a safety perspective, I don't really consider it any different. Like maybe where I am, you know, if I was like, I don't know, at a Starbucks Wi-Fi, I probably wouldn't do it. You know, not like no $1,000 purchase or anything like that, but nah, it never crosses my mind. I'll pull the trigger on any device, whichever is like you said, the most convenient one for me at the moment.
Yeah, right on.
The one thing that I will say, even though, you know, we talked mega shit to you about it in the past, it is like a much better experience to just do things like as far as websites go on a computer. So like anytime I've gone as far as to, you know, look up porn on my laptop, I always go, wow, this is a much better experience as far as like searching and all that shit. But it's just it's just way too much.
You're too exposed, dog. That's what you guys kind of opened my eyes to. You're mad exposed. You know, you got to either flap the laptop shut and then you're fucking busted anyway, because you know what the fuck someone's doing when they fucking close it all quick like that. Yeah. Or they catch you with your junk out because you didn't close it. Like, it's not worth it.
Or you slam it out your junk.
Or you close your junk in it. Yeah, fuck all that. You probably get an LCD fracture.
Yeah.
That shit's hard as a rock, dog.
Oh man!
Yeah, now, I told the old dudes that I work with that I like, they're old, you know, paid for the Tesla and bought it like just from the phone, not giving a fuck. Like that was inconceivable. And like I imagine asking my mom the same question, and she, there's no fucking chance. She doesn't even like shopping on Amazon. Like if she's gonna buy something on Amazon, I'm 99% sure she's whipping out this fucking massive ass Lenovo, like putting it on like the fucking kitchen table and like, you know, going through her password. She has a manual like composition book with passwords written down.
That tracks for older folks though. That's just like habit. Habit for older folks, right? They don't fully trust their phones.
That's what I'm saying. But they trust their fucking shitty ass computers that are still running fucking Windows XP.
Yeah. Right. So
exactly.
I don't know, man.
How is that Wax says that tracks with a certain boomer generation, right? Like
it's mad boomer.
That makes sense for folks like that to be mistrusting of the technology just because it's newer, not that it's inherently unsafe in any way, just that it looks unsafe because I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The amount of...
Even though the people you work with work in tech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why it's bonkers to me.
We pay our rent with Apple Cash. Like, it's just, honestly, I feel like it's more secure than fucking just having a wad of cash on you, bro.
That's,
like,
100%.
That's been my problem with, like, paying the rent here at the studio, right? They're all older folks here.
They want a fucking COD check.
Paper check.
Yeah, so it's either, it's like, if unless, like, I have to do auto pay, right, where they just take the money, and it's not even like a auto generated thing, right? Like, there's still someone that tries to pull it, you know. They have to prompt for that to come out of your account, because it'll be like days after the first and they don't take it. I'm like, yo, are you y'all gonna take this or what? It's this person, yeah, because it's this person and blah blah blah. And then I'm like, well, do you have somewhere where I can pay for that? Like a site where I can go and I can.
They're like, a what?
They're like, no, you have to go get a money order and bring it in. And I'm like,
a money
order. So then it's exactly. And it's hard to get a money order these days.
It's just like bullshit, yeah.
Everywhere that I go, like most of the, like, Wegmans no longer do money orders. You have to go to like Walmart. When the fuck do I go to fucking Walmart?
Was that Western Union? You know? Can you just wire them?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then I used to get it from the gas station right down the street from here. And every single time I go there, oh, it's down. You know, money order machine is down. And it's just like, yo, now I got to go to the bank.
You got to go to Chester's.
Yeah, I got to go to the bank. And like, that's a bullshit. Like, you know? It's like I fucking work, and by the time I get out of work, the bank is closed. So it's
got them bank hours.
It's like, yeah. So then now I'm running late with paying this thing because they want it this specific way. And it's like, yo, catch up with the fucking times.
Yeah.
So anyway.
100%. Yeah. I wish everyone would just take like Zelle or Cash App.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Fucking something. Anything. Like, Cash App.
Like
most of
like Zelle is. Even at Zelle specifically, I typically think of that as the boomer way of electronic payments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because most anyone that's ever asked me for Zelle, like, do you take Zelle? Usually they're like over 40.
Yeah, I'm gonna say over 40 or 50.
Yeah,
because Zelle is the one you don't have to sign up for. It's integrated already into your bank account.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me that. Somebody was telling me that recently. I had to make a, you know, whatever. They had to pay me for the services. And he's like, you have Zelle? I was like, nah, I don't have Zelle. And he's like, what? Yo, Cash App, and y'all got to get off of that, man. They take your money. I'm like, I mean, it's a service. They're all taking your money. And the only way that they really take my money is because I want it instantly, so I pay that charge. Other than that, 1 to 3 business days, and there's no charge for that.
Yeah, I seen somebody yesterday tweeted something like, the only people that do the instant are super rich folks or something like that, because it literally shows up tomorrow, unless you need it today and you just got it today, which has happened to me in the past. But sometimes when I need it today, like, because it's a percentage, right? That they take
sometimes,
so sometimes like the money that I need today is like a lot of money, and that percentage is like,
It's not
I'll
worth
take
it.
The late fee.
It's not worth it. Yeah,
I'll take the late fee on that.
It's
one.
Yeah, he does the math and it's cheaper. I would think that rich people would not use the instant because like they have money in their account. Like, so why do they need to hurry this into their account? You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, but I also do the I have the card for the app. So if I need it today, I'll just use that card to pay it.
You got the Cash App card, son?
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, because if you send me money through Cash App, I could just use that card like a credit or debit card.
I remember thinking Cash App was like just a straight scam third party app, bro. I was shook on it for a minute. I was like, Cash App, bro, that's like, it's not even Venmo. Get the fuck out of here. I don't trust that bullshit.
It's perfect for I'm thinking about, because now my kids are getting older, and you know, for their money and shit, like I could just Cash App them some money, and then they give them that card, and you know, give them an allowance on that.
What's up? Yeah,
you know, and then they can just use that And that's it. Like, you know, they don't have to know how the app works or nothing. Like, I'm in charge of those apps. Just like, hey, you have X amount of dollars on this card.
Don't lose it.
You're good. Yeah, don't lose that card. Word. That's it. So.
Yeah, the Cash App card was dope because they let you put your own signature on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first card that came in black, and you could draw it however you want.
Yep.
Now it comes in multiple colors. I think it comes in like green and red or some shit like that. But yeah, you could draw on it whatever you want, and it'll print it right on the card.
That's crazy.
Yeah, shit is fire.
We're in the future. Anyway.
second question.
Sure.
All right, you're in a situation, guys, where you find yourself holding a rather large amount of drugs. And, you know, we're not drug dealers, so we're not going to start fucking selling this shit and pushing this shit. If you could choose one drug dealer, fictional or otherwise, to sell this product for you, who would you go with, you think?
Depends on the product.
All right, we're going to say it's heroin. You have a large amount of heroin. Lord knows why. Mm. We're not heroin dealers. Got to get rid of it. Got to get that paper.
We'll go with fictional so that I don't incriminate anyone. Let's see.
It didn't have to be like drug dealers you know, son. I just meant like real life drug dealers that we know. Or fictional's cool.
No. I mean, if it...
Well, like Freeway Ricky Ross or something.
Yeah, some shit like that. What's his name? What was Denzel's character? Blue Magic.
Frank Lucas.
Yeah, Frank Lucas. There we go.
I'd have him sell my H.
That's probably who I would go with.
We know he don't take no shit either. Shot my man in the middle of the goddamn street. Broad daylight. Yeah. So that was like the hardest scene in a movie for a minute.
Yeah. If it's not Frank Lucas, it'll be the kid from Franklin from...
Snowfall.
Snowfall.
Yeah.
I still gotta fuck with that.
He was pretty smart, you know.
The homie Franklin.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Frank Lucas.
Those would be my two fictional go tos.
All right, now give us a real life drug dealer that you know by name and address.
Yeah, I would have to go with Pedrito. From
Ricky and Devo. Yeah. That's that dude.
I trust Ricky and Devo with my life for sure.
Or me too.
Johnny, you got a fictional or a real life drug dealer for me?
I do. I'm trying to remember his name. Because he was involved in a show that I watched, and what the hell was his name? He took over.
Sounds like a real life dude.
Oh yes, that's who it was. Narcos Mexico. Not Felix Gallardo.
Oh, I was going to say Gallardo.
He was good, but there was times that he was a little puss.
yeah.
But my man, Amado Fuentes.
Okay.
That's the dude I would fuck with.
And those are all real life dudes, right? Those are real life stories.
If I understand correctly, I believe he took his cartel took over. After Felix Gallardo eventually got locked up. Spoiler alert, if you're not aware of history.
Damn, dog. I was on episode 6 of Narcos, and you fucked my shit up, dog. Fuck.
Yeah, I don't believe you, because I'm pretty sure you saw that whole
thing. I watched all those Narcos. Yeah.
No, Amado, man. Amado was dope, man. He had the vibe, the whole, like, black country star vibe, like, you know, blacked out country star. He's not black, he's Mexican, right. But blacked out, like, you know, he always wore black on black,
murdered out
with the black hair. Yeah, it was like he had the vibes of I don't fuck around, man, and I'm gonna murk anybody if I need to, but I also know how to move this weight and make this money.
That's what I'm saying. He get your like bread.
The king of the skies or something like that, I think they called him, because he used to run all the airplanes.
I wish I had a cool real life one. I didn't really put super thought into it. I could have done like drug dealer research. But I thought when I saw this question, I thought of Christopher Walken in King of New York.
I did think of King of New York, yeah.
Bro, I want Frank White.
Yeah.
Pushing my shit, son. Have you Walk, you saw King of New York?
You said Frank Lucas, I immediately thought Frank White.
Bro, that was like
I haven't seen him in so long.
Yeah, no, it was that very, very young Lawrence Fishburne in that movie too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he was even credited as Larry Fishburne in the credits for that movie. Like that's how young he was. Wow. That dude was, he did not fuck around and he was moving that shit and everyone respected the fuck out of him. Shit, I got to go back and watch that shit, dog. It's been a hot minute since I saw
it. That is a good one.
You got to see if that's on the Plex. I'm going to give it a search later and see.
I'll find out.
Marty Bird, too.
Ooh, Marty Bird.
Marty Bird.
And I mean, I feel like Marty's like super trustworthy too. I don't, you know, because other drugs, I'd be a little scared, a little intimidated, but Marty seems very personal. Maybe that's just Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
But I would be less scared talking to him than fucking Frank Lucas or Frank White or any of these fucking scariest drug dealers. Like, yeah, I got this product. Like, what's stopping them just from
Jimmy
murking my ass?
Yeah. That it?
Yeah, yeah. The third question you had, it was one that I had to hit you up for. You broke us off.
Oh,
Can you read it out for the homies?
Oh, you didn't write it down, fucker?
Nah. I ain't have a pen on me, dog.
let's see.
All serious questions today.
I know. What did you do growing up poor?
Thought-provoking episode.
That would never make sense to a rich kid.
So I thought of this because this actually happened to me. I think I was in probably sixth grade or so, mm-hmm. or maybe fifth, like right around that age, 10, 11, something like that. And it was just like approaching summer break. Like it was the end of the school year. You know, it's always like parties and watching movies and that kind of bullshit at the end of the year. And we were talking, a group of us kids, we were talking about, you know, what we were going to do for the summer, what kind of shit we had popping. And this kid asked me, and he was a kid that like, I knew, like we were in like Cub Scouts and had been to his house and just, you know, one of those friends where you're not like tight, but you, sure. you know, him. And I, you know, I told him, I was like, oh, I'm going to, I go to this camp at this school down the street from my house. And it's just like during the day for like when my parents were at work, like playing games and whatnot. And he was like, oh, he's like, you sleep there? Like you go there and you like stay there for a while? And I was like, no, I just ride my bike there. It's right down the street. And he's like, oh, like, so you just like go to hang out basically is what he thought. And I'm like, no, it's kind of fairly structured, I guess. Like there's people there that like teach it and play with us and shit. And he basically just, you know, told me about these vacations that he goes on during the summers, like real legit vacations. It was like Mexico and I don't know. It was a whole bunch of places that I had never been. And like when I told him that, you know, for the most part, I'm just kind of hanging out, playing with friends and whatnot during the summer. Like he was shocked that like I didn't travel and do all the Disney World and all that crazy shit every summer, dog. And I mean, we didn't have money.
Oh, so
like
wait,
that.
You just stay
vacations.
Home?
You just stay home and like watch TV and like your mom makes fucking. I was like, actually, no, my mom works, dog. Like I have a babysitter. Yeah. Like she has to come over and do shit. And he's just like, his little mind was blown that, you know, everybody didn't have awesome vacations and shit during the summer, which, I mean, I had some here and there, but, you know, it was like a given for him.
Yeah. See, mine is more simplistic.
What you got?
Eating like rice and ketchup as a kid. Like that was, that was something we did. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those struggle meals. Like,
do you mix them?
Rich
or
kids
do you like dip the spoonfuls of
maybe crack an egg just, too?
Or like an egg. Yeah, you just because and you know in Puerto Rican households we have rice. We have rice. Like that's our shit. Like a lot of people have those type of stories for like pasta.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it was rice, and when you have nothing but white rice in the fridge, warm that bitch up, throw some ketchup on it, mix it all up. And eat it. I wouldn't dare eat it now, but that was some shit we did as a kid. Yeah, or white rice and fucking and an egg, like crack, you know, and a fried egg, bro.
Sounds decent, actually. That's like fried rice, basically.
Yeah, no, the shit is the
fry it all up together. Make some fried rice, dog.
Yeah. If you have like frozen French fries, you fry a couple eggs with the French fries. Like that was a good struggle meal right there.
That sounds straight. All right, man.
Yeah, this is like those struggle meals. I've heard people, you know, do like sugar water and like you know, oof, shit like that. Yeah, I know. I never did that.
I ain't struggled that hard, dog. I can't. It's hard to empathize with sugar.
Yeah,
water.
I never done that. I've heard of it, but yeah, those type of meals. I want to say,
yeah, gotta eat. You ain't going to bed hungry. That shit sucks.
Nah, but what? Sometimes, you know, like you just look in the fridge. You gotta see what you got. You know,
you gotta play Chopped.
Word. I do that shit all the time.
I have a couple actually. Ooh. I couldn't really
narrow it
land
down
on one. I might have one that's my final one. You kind of leaned into one when you said the sugar water thing. It wasn't that tight for me. But in general, adding water to things to make it stretch.
Yeah.
Adding water to the milk, adding water to the soap, adding water to a lot of ketchup. Yeah.
I do that to my shampoo still. The bottom of the shampoo, son. Oh, I'm getting every drop out that bitch to this day, son.
Yeah. So that's one. And then for me, also, like, I don't know if this is really that crazy, but you know, collecting aluminum cans in order to like buy shit, like that was, I would, you know, go to my friends' houses and my uncle's house and see if they had cans and bottles, so that I could like save up, scrap up money to buy something. That might be something. But I think especially nowadays, this seems bonkers to most kids, even I dare say poor kids today, is that I would get at the beginning of the school year one pair of sneakers,
one pair of kicks,
and that rocked the whole fucking year.
I got, you'd have that field day at the end of the year
and
just run them bitches
shopping
into the ground
before school, and that was it. That was from now until next September. That's what you got. And you better not fuck it up.
Yeah, that's how it was. I don't remember like really hyper focusing on that as a kid. But yeah, now that I think about it, you would get one pair of sneakers, and that's why you were hyped to go to school the first day because you're,
son,
yeah,
cause
you're,
you fresh as a bitch, son.
Yep.
Work.
Pull out them kicks and
I wasn't that hyped. This is why I'm not into sneaker culture now, and it could be the opposite for other people, like because they grew up that way. Now they're super into sneaker culture because they can afford to, you know, shop more.
Yeah.
For me, like not only did I only get one pair of kicks for this school year, but they were always purchased at like Tom McCann or like they weren't Bobos. So
they weren't.
But they were like last year's model or the 2 years ago. I remember I used to have I think this was high school. I convinced, because we were at like the Nike factory store or something.
Yeah.
Because basically all these kicks had to be less than like $80, you know, like $100 sneakers was like, you're fucking bananas, boy. Yeah. You're not gonna spend $100 on your shoes. Still. Up until I was like 18, right? Like, but I do remember at least one time convincing my mom, because they were probably on sale because nobody wanted to buy them, was a pair of Jumpmans, which were technically Jordans, but not really. But they had a Jordan logo on them. And so, like, those, I rocked the shit out of those kicks. Those were probably the only time that I kind of felt like I was going to go to school, like I was excited. And then I got drilled on, and I still wore them because those were
the
only kicks I could wear for all school. But, yeah, I think my mom paid $35 for these sneakers, right? Like, Get two pairs. And so I was never actually excited to rock sneakers to school because they were always just, you know, Asics or like some like
Asics or straight
bum ass shit.
I used to have my mom used to take me to fucking Payless, bro. So I rocked Attack Forces. I've rocked like all kind of Attack Force. I remember one year, it's a core memory that's probably is why I got into sneakers so heavily at some point. Because I remember like seeing the other kids at my school like rocking the latest Jordans and specifically like Jordan 13s and shit like that, and I really wanted them, couldn't have them. I remember one year though in elementary school, there was I think they're called the Nike Air Turf or some shit. Now I know that, but it was these dope ass Nikes that had like this big strap in the front, you know, and it said on the strap, it said Nike. And they had the Payless version of that, which I had, right? And it was, and it looked similar, but not really. And then the big strap in the front had a thunderbolt, so or a lightning bolt. So those were the ones that I had, you know. Yeah. So, and I mean, bro, kids nowadays won't even know what the fuck Payless is.
Jumpmans are going for a lot of bread these days. Did you hold on to them? Are they in good shape, son?
Hell no, I wore them. I rode them shits the fuck out. Oh, damn.
I was gonna say, see if you can find a pic of them shits. I wanna make that the cover this week, them Jumpmans.
Nah, them shits are still trash.
Oh, come on. Don't do them like
those
that.
Those are the Hiwato shits, man. The straight from the island Puerto Ricans are the only ones that rock the Jumpmans now. And like the different Jordans, because they just, so papi, eso son Jordan. And that's all they cared about is the Jordan. So they'll rock whatever. But you always look at a pair and be like, oh, yeah, those are the Hiwato ass Jordans.
Oh, man, I can't find a quick pick.
The Jumpman?
Of the specific ones that I had, because they were also like, they were slip-on Jumpmans.
Oh, they're
like,
slip-on Jumpmans. Oh, yeah, no wonder you got clown sons. Come on, bro. Dog. Slip-ons.
They were so fucking nasty.
Oh man, I think I found a few of them. They look wild.
They look wild. Wild Jumpmans.
Wild stuff. Yeah. Wild Jumpmans.
Wild Jumpmans.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, anyways, that's what I'm going to I'll land with that. Yeah.
All right. No doubt.
One pair of kicks for the whole year.
That's a good one.
I remember my cousin had, I think it was the first year that they had Jumpmans. And I remember seeing him, his dad had bought them for him. And I didn't make fun of him, but I was like, those are the weirdest looking Jordans. Like, those don't look like any of the Jordans that I know.
That's what everyone would say to me. Like, are those? I'm confused. Are those Jordans? I've never seen those before. What are those?
Damn. They really studied your shits like that. That's harsh, son. You're just trying to learn, get an education, and they're grilling you on your kicks.
Oh yeah,
no, I'm pretty sure I was probably like 16 or something at this time. So it's like you can absolutely get made fun of for your sneakers age.
Yeah, and but also like in the city, bro, your sneakers, like everybody notices everything. Like that's many core memories. Again, something that you know, rich kids would never fathom, right? My dad used to take me to fucking corner stores to buy clothes, right? Like to the Arab store, you know, gas station, fucking to go cop some gear and shit that'll just be hanging there. He's like, oh yeah, pick out what you want. And I'm like, but I don't want nothing from here, Dad. And you know, like you gotta cop wherever the fuck it is. Cause they didn't give a fuck about name brands back in his day. Right. So, and I remember being in school, in high school, and I had a Tommy Hilfiger shirt and the shit was fake. now looking back, obviously fake, right? And the kids in the city schools, they're like hyper focused on that because, you know, the poorer the area, the more that they want to look like they're fucking, they got money, and the more that they would want to brag about some shit like that. So I remember being like in this circle where everybody was just like, they were like, yeah, that's like, yeah, I could tell the real fake from the shit, you know, from the fake shit. Like, that's real. That's real. And it got to me. He was like, I don't know about that. And that's real.
Hey, you didn't know. It could go either way still, dog. You good. Nah, he didn't call you out.
We all know what it mean when they be like, I don't know about that. So he didn't like get in on it. You know, he ain't get on me for it, but you know, it was still just like, yeah, I don't know about that one right there.
I remember getting clowned for wearing a Polo Association t-shirt instead of like an actual Polo t-shirt. Polo back in the day. Yeah. They didn't fuck around. Yeah, yeah. They could get kinda heated in the US in the suburbs
polo.
Too.
Yep, U.S. Polo.
Oh, US yeah, polo. U.S. Polos.
Definitely got clowned for those.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, we good on that?
Yeah, we good.
All right, let's jump into some news.
You know what it's time for. News clips.
All right. Well, we're going to start news this week with some follow-up from last week. One of our most hotly contested segments the J. Cole versus Kendrick drama. And right after we finished recording, Mr. Drake himself dropped a comeback freestyle. What was it called? Drop and Give Me 50, was it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
At first it was like leaked or some shit like that. I don't know. I know WAC knows way more about this than Dave Drake.
Yeah, so there was a version that leaked first because everybody's been waiting. It was like damn near a month after Kendrick dropped his verse on Future's album. And then J. Cole quickly, you know, reversed that, and you know, that was like the big holy shit, you know, where people are still having that argument. Like, did he, you know, damage his credibility by doing so? A lot of people respected it, but also it's just like you just can't do that. So there was a lot of speculation going around saying that possibly he did that because he knew something bigger was coming and he wanted no part of it. And, you know, it was like a lot of shit. And also since then, he did the extra bitch move and removed the song off of streaming platforms.
Damn, I didn't altogether. Know he did that too.
Yes, he did that shit too. So everybody was waiting for Drake, and Friday came around, and Future's second album came out, because it was only like, we knew that it was only going to be like two weeks before he drops another album, because he's famous for doing that shit. And when that dropped and still nothing from Drake, everybody's just like, yo, what the fuck? So the very next day, that Saturday, there were rumors that this one song leaked, and it was a snippet of the song, and it was the first verse of the, you know, what ended up being the official one. You could tell it was on a different beat. It wasn't, you know, didn't have the mastering or anything like that. Didn't sound complete. So they were, from my understanding, they kind of knew who it was. Like their camp knew who leaked it, and they weren't so happy with it, you know, with that person. So, but anyway, because that happened, then Drake just ended up, it seems like he ended up just giving it to Academics, because Academic was the first one to come out and say, this is the real track. But it was a lot of speculation saying, like, is it AI? Is it blah, blah, blah? And then Ack was like, nah, it's not AI. This is the official track. And then he played it for the first time, and that's when everybody was just going nuts on it. And he went after fucking everybody. Literally went after, he had verses for Ross. He talked shit literally about, you know, so many people, so many subliminals, a lot of direct shit. Kendrick has still not responded to that, and everybody's kind of waiting for that, but who did respond like almost immediately was Rick Ross. And they're still going back and forth on social medias right now. Like, they're, if you go follow Rick Ross and you look at his stories, he's going ham on on Drake, calling him a white boy. He accused him of getting a nose job. He's calling him BBL Drizzy.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
There's so much shit, man. And that has been the most entertaining thing, because they're going back and forth. They're writing shit in their DMs and screenshotting the shit. Like, look at this bitch ass motherfucker over here, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, like, so it's been very entertaining on that. And in all honesty, it seems like that right there might be a fabricated, just to kind of drive, you know, like, they're talking shit and they're going back and forth.
Sure about that one.
Yeah, because it's funny. And as of right now, they're, you know, Rick Ross is saying you got 48 hours to respond, blah, blah, blah. So we'll see what comes from it. But and that one's a good one. Ross has some funny shit, some dope shit to say. It was probably the best Ross track I've heard in a while. But everybody really wants to hear from KDOT. Everybody's looking for Kendrick Lamar's response. And yeah, we're all patiently waiting for it. But I don't know if y'all had a chance to listen to those tracks, but they were dope. I enjoy it. I like the back and forth.
I heard the Drake track that you sent that morning. That's
on
Saturday.
I was actually more impressed that Dave gave Drake props for
it. Yeah, no, I heard it, and that shit was fucking, that's why I didn't want to. Like, I wasn't lying, but that shit was tight, dude. It went hard.
Yeah. I mean, when Drake actually like raps.
Yeah, see, I like rapping. I don't like fucking bitch singing.
Yeah. I was joking with the guys. Because, you know, it was like, yo, when is Drake going to respond? And, you know, there's rumors. Yo, he has something, and it's crazy. I keep hearing that it's crazy and that it's fire, but he hasn't dropped it yet. Like, is it? And I was joking with the guys. I'm like, man, I don't want to hear, this shit better be fucking fire. And I don't want to hear no fucking singing anywhere on that bitch. Like, I don't, like, he just needs to come hard. And he did. He did his thing. So now I can't wait to see where it goes. And so far, it seems like it's, even though they're taking shots and whatever, it hasn't been anything like crazy disrespectful. It's just funnier. You know, they're keeping it on the lighter side, but it can get that crazy. This is what I was arguing with you about last week on the whole J. Cole thing, man. It's like, it ain't got to get to beef. It ain't got to be like real beef where motherfuckers are getting shot and hurt and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, the competitiveness, the bar for bar, talking shit, like, we grew up on that side of hip hop. Like, that shit has been around since the fucking 80s, right? Fucking, it's a part of that hasn't been, that people don't really do anymore, right? And now all of the beefs are like stories, fucking Instagram posts, you know, comments like, oh, they beefing. I could tell because he fucking posted this shit and had this subliminal, you know, like, nah, fucking rap.
I feel like beef like this is like the rap playoffs. Like, shit is, you know, you're training for this. You got bars for this. Like, now it's time to go in and put all that shit together and make it nice. And that's just like a
more
outsider
more so,
perspective.
More so. Really what it is like, you keep claiming you're the fucking best, right? You're the best. Okay. You like J. Cole, that album that he dropped, like one of my favorite songs, he redid, I'm Ready with Cam'ron. That where they remixed the I'm Ready, the Dipset beat. And it was dope. And I liked it. But now I know it sounds stupid, but it went to play on my playlist the other day while I was at the gym, right? And the beat plays and I'm like, all right. And then the first thing he says, I already told y'all, like, no one can fucking touch me on this rap shit, blah, blah. I'm like, man, shut the fuck up and like skip that shit. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. You fucking bitched out on the very first, you know, you say some shit. The shit wasn't even that hard. And then you apologize.
He got knocked out in the first round, son.
Knocked out in the first round. I mean, he might have bowed out. He might have bowed out because he knew that there was some seriousness on both sides. And he just wanted to, he was like, oh, my bad. I ain't know y'all was about to go that hard. Yeah. Hey, you know? So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where that shit goes, but that's pretty much been what it is. good luck listening to the tracks. The only one that you can find that on YouTube. The only one that actually has released on streaming is Rick Ross. He released his today, which is not surprising because he was the nobody
shit
wanted to hear that.
Shit came out last week, though, right?
Shit came out now. This is all within the weekend.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like over the weekend, he released that his track.
Yeah, he dropped it on YouTube and shit like that. Yeah, and now it's on streaming. Interesting. Yeah. Now it's on streaming platforms. So you could. That's the only one though, because the Drake one is still considered a leak. Mm-hmm. You know. So.
I did see something that Spotify was kind of making it seem like something new was coming along, but yeah. Anyways. That's what happened. I just wanted to bring that up because we spent so much time talking about last week, and Drake came back and apparently came back hard. So we wanted to cover that. What else happened since the last time we talked? Apparently, World War III almost kicked off over the weekend as well.
Oh shit!
Very popular, trending tag. World War III was coming. I was really shook all weekend long. I ain't gonna lie. Just thinking, like, what the fuck is gonna happen since it started off, right? So, recap for those that don't know, the great,
including me,
yeah, the great state of country of Israel. Last week, at some point in time, I think it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, they bombed a consulate. Or a building next to a consulate, depending on who you talk to, in Damascus, Syria, that happened to contain some Iranian generals. Because, you know, Israel don't fuck with Iran, and they've been trying to murk these dudes for a while. They found them in Syria. They used a drone. They blew up this building. They killed, like, four generals from Iran.
They didn't run fast enough.
They sure didn't. And
all righty then.
So, anyways, regardless what you think about Israel and all the shit they doing in Gaza and beyond, this was some major fuck up on their end, I think, just bombing people in another country.
Facts.
But they went and did it anyway. So Iran, of course, was not going to sit back idly. We did expect and knew that they were going to do something. We didn't know how they would do it. And then on Saturday, they launched at first. I'll tell you what. You know what? Fuck Fox News. And we say that quite often, mm-hmm. and I really don't fuck with Fox News typically, but I do have the Fox News app on my phone because I like to pay attention to what the fuck they tell their folks, right? Like, I like
keep
to
your
see
enemies
how
close.
They're... Yeah, you know, I like to hear the other side, right?
Sure.
Hear all angles, right? And so I'm getting push notifications on my phone talking about Iran launched ballistic missiles towards Israel, and I'm like, holy shit, the end of the world is really coming.
Yeah.
And then I'm talking to my brother about it, who happens to be here, and I'm like, yo, why the fuck is Israel in the middle of three wars right now, and now Iran launched ballistic missiles? Like, what the fuck is going on? And my brother's all like, all of a sudden he turns religious. He's like, read the Bible, bro. Like, it's all in there. Like, I'm like, yeah. I mean, I feel what you're saying, but I don't think if I read the Bible, it's going to explain to me why Israel's in the middle
like
of
20 minutes ago,
right
dog.
Now.
Like, this just happened. If like, they put that shit in the Bible.
And then I'm like, well, let me find out some more details. And I tap that notification, and then it takes me to an article that says that Iran launched drones towards Israel, not ballistic missiles.
Big difference.
Okay. And then, of course, as I said, right, or I led off with World War III, That's what everybody was basically claiming was about to kick off. Did we just kick off World War III? Is this was going to happen? You know, the U.S. had to back for some reason. I don't understand why the U.S. continues. I mean, I kind of understand, right? The Israel is the only ally in the region, but fuck them at some point. Like, they're really fucking us over. And so the U.S. had to step in and shoot down a bunch of these drones and missiles. And now I'm like, fuck, now the U.S. is dragged into this shit. And it really is about to be World War III. What's going to fucking happen? So apparently only 99%, or I'm sorry, rather, opposite. Only 1% of the missiles actually hit enemy targets. 99% of them were destroyed in the air.
Did you see that video too, by the way, of them getting destroyed in the air?
I did. And you know what? When it was happening, I saw them on Zitter, mm-hmm. On X, formerly known as Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I like Zitter.
And I couldn't tell because they were just videos posted on Twitter, which I no longer trust.
Sure.
Because it's full of so many scam bots, which, by the way, apparently now if you sign up for a brand new Twitter account, you got to pay to tweet.
Possible. I think that was in the works. I don't think that's official.
Elon said it's happening. From
I thought
Elon's
he threw
account,
it out there,
he said
but
it's coming.
Plausible. But
I'm pretty
I digress.
Sure he claimed it's happening. But that's only for new accounts. It's not everyone. Anyways, there's so many bots and scams and shit on Twitter. I never really know what to fully believe. I see these videos of missiles exploding in the sky, and I'm like, is that from 4 years ago? Is that from now? Like, I don't know. That's what they're claiming. But then when I seen those same videos kind of being posted on like CNN and Reuters and shit, then I was like, okay, I guess these are legitimate actual videos. But anyways, long story short, what we thought was going to be World War III, apparently not so much, because Iran has now deemed the matter concluded.
Oh, okay.
And so unless Israel strikes back and fucks everything up, I guess it's over.
Damn. Yeah. So like, all right, we're done here. Here's get it. They're
22-hour war.
It's like Grenada. No, that's good. Crisis averted, right? Because, I mean, I saw those trends.
Hopefully.
It was like... Yeah. It was all kinds. So at one point, I saw somebody posted a screenshot of what was trending on Twitter. And it was like, World War III, end of the world, all this apocalypse shit. And then the last one was that feeling when you bust, but she keeps sucking. And I was like, well, how the fuck did this even get in? It doesn't even fit with the rest of these.
Oh, you got to love Twitter.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's so wild.
That's I still hate that Elon owns it, but it's not going away.
Nah, it's not.
It's not going away. Because of all of that, like that's just great. Like,
how much of that shit did you see
on
Threads
at the same time?
As shit was popping off over in Iran and Israel.
So Threads did have, I think, World War III trending as the number one topic.
48 hours after the fact.
But yeah, like the problem with Threads is like it just, when you go on Threads, like the first feed is the, you know, the For You feed or whatever. And it's, you know, all shit that happened like multiple days ago.
Yeah.
It's not very, like, even like there was like a very popular thread on Thread or popular post on Thread. Where someone was literally wrote like Threads will never be a thing until it starts to prioritize real time engagement the way Twitter did, during this, you know, shit that happened over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later, that was the first thing still on my Threads post. On my Thread feed.
It's like, fucked, dude. That
2 days later, it's like Threads will, the very first thing. Threads will not be relevant until it can.
It's like, I wish I could screenshot this and the days ago it was posted together.
Yeah. Now, the good thing is, you know, the folks, Mosseri or whatever over at Threads, they know that they're very far behind.
Fix it.
But, you know, until you can get. So, you know, the thing that I said earlier where Iran has deemed the matter concluded. You know how we know this? Because they posted about it on fucking Twitter. Like the official Iranian consulate posted this statement on, wrote this statement on Twitter.
Nothing on the Iranian until, threads?
Yeah, exactly. Until any government has like an official threads account and right. starts posting their statements on threads,
right.
it's always going to be backup bullshit. Yeah,
and I hate it.
And
I,
the same for Mastodon and any other thing, right? Like there's nothing that's going to match what Twitter is doing.
The real time.
In real time until someone starts doing it.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what happened this weekend in the world of real news. Let's see. Moving forward, what else do I have here? Oh, AI. AI stuff. There's always new AI shit happening. Two new websites popped up this week, last week, rather, that were catching on pretty big. One was called Suno and the other one Udoni, I believe. These are AI sites where you can type in a description and it will auto-generate music for you or a song. And so I typed in, because this is what I do, write a cool song about three guys named What's Up Wok, Dave, and Johnny Quest on the Insensitive Culture podcast.
Okay.
That's all I wrote.
All right.
It gave me two options for each genre. So the first genre I chose was pop music because I thought that's all it could do. And it gave me two options. Here is option one. Walk home, Johnny Quest. Catch the vibe, insensitive culture. Y'all better subscribe. Talk about the world, breaking it down. Breaking it down. Real talk. Yeah. Real talk. Real talk in the town. Walk out the flow, spitting rhymes so tight. Dave on the beat, keeping it dynamite. Johnny Quest, the voice of reason. You see, coming together as a podcast family. From politics to pop culture, we go.
I think we just found our new intro.
Okay, how the fuck does it know all of this shit?
You were the voice of reason. How do they know that you're the voice of reason, dog? That's what got me shook the most.
You don't understand. When I show you all the other three, they all say the same exact shit. Not in the same words.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
they straight up. I don't know how these did these AI scan all.
They must like, listen to like, all our whole
did they listen
fucking
to every single song.
Yeah, because every
that's
episode,
all I wrote in the description, bro. Was write a song in the genre of, and first I said pop rock, about What's Up Wok, Dave and Johnny Quest, the hosts of Insensitive Culture, the podcast. That's it. That's all I gave it. And I will tell you that it took less than 2 minutes for it to generate that song with those vocals.
That's great.
Here's option two.
That's hilarious. Walk, Dave, Johnny Quest, catch the vibe. Insensitive culture, better subscribe. Talking about the world, breaking it down. Real talk, yeah. We're the talk of the town. Walk up the flow. So
this is some shit Ash would bump on the way to like a nail appointment, dog. The voice of reason, you see, coming together as a podcast family. From politics to pop culture, we go exploring the world. Yeah, we steal the show while throwing punches, calling it as he sees. Dave dropping beats, making us move our feet. Yep. That's right.
All right, that's our Taylor Swift moment.
Those go so hard.
Oh man, I wish they had a rap section. That would be dope.
That would be dope. Hooking on the quest.
cooking up the best. Dave and Johnny in the booth, we ain't taking no rest. The Sensitive Culture Podcast, dropping truth bombs. Hey. Even listeners intrigued, we got them singing along. Dave got the rhymes, wordplay on fleek. Every line he drops, it's like he's solving a mystique. Johnny's on the mic, spinning facts so real. Bringing that fire while keeping it chill. Talking about pop culture with a twisted twist, making people laugh they can't resist. We got Bach behind the scenes, holding it down tight, editing and producing, keeping it all hype.
How the fuck?
This is terrifying. This is, no, terrifying.
I didn't know that.
Working on a quest, cooking up the best. David Johnny in the booth, we ain't taking no rest. Insensitive Culture Podcast, dropping truth bombs. Leaving listeners intrigued, we got them singing along. Dave got the rhymes, wordplay on fleek. Every line he drops, it's like he's solving a mystique. Johnny's on the mic, spitting facts so real. Bringing that fire while keeping it chill. Talking about pop culture with a twisted twist, making people laugh they can't resist. We got Bach behind the scenes, holding it down tight, editing and producing, keeping it all hype.
That's insane, bro. That's insane.
Flabbergasting.
When did you do those? How long have you had to keep those from us?
I think I did those Saturday morning.
Damn, dog, that's impressive. I know you did. I know you did, dude. I was like, shit, that's good. Damn, that was fucking fire.
The pop one first, and I couldn't stop laughing, bro. When it was like Insensitive Culture. Oh man, this AI shit is just.
Can you do a country one at some point? Man. Drop that country joint.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea. I will drop that before the end of this episode.
Word. For that, damn, that shit's good.
Oh, yeah, man. There's a bunch of folks. There was a very popular one, is how I came across it. Was a song about a man shitting his pants at work. And the song was very, very hilarious, about a man and his friend, that, shit his pants at work. And once I heard that, I was like, okay, let's see what the AI bots got for us.
Damn.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot of those type of songs pop up lately, and, I haven't really looked into it, but they're like, famous songs or like the famous songs in a different like 1950 style genre or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like this random, trying to see if I could find it. Or it'll be like a song where again 1950s-esque or style, and they're saying like a lot of provocative shit, like hilarious shit. I'm going to try to look for some, because there was one that said like the premise was like sitting on, like I accidentally sat on my balls or some shit. And it was like in a 1950. I was like, is this a real fucking song? Like, where did this come from? Like, why the fuck? Like, where was this released?
right.
So yeah, I'll have to look for that, but they're getting fucking wild now. It's great.
That was so good. Made my night.
Awesome. Well, on the same kind of AI tip. That's funny, because what this is about is, have y'all heard about this app Calmara? This is the last story I have here. There's this app that's kind of getting some stories published about it. Apparently, it claims that by snapping a photo of your penis, because it only works on penises, you snap a photo of a penis and upload it to their servers, and they'll tell you if you have an STI. Which also apparently. They're called STIs now and not STDs.
Yeah, it's been like that for years now, yeah.
I'm sure, but, you know, I'm married.
I don't worry about that. We just pass everything back and forth.
Word.
Like a real married couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do things like a real man. If she don't come back to me asking questions, then that means I'm Gucci.
Then it's on her. What'd she do? Who's she fucking with?
That is so grimy for people. I've actually heard people say shit like that. It's just like, bro, what the fuck? Let's see. Was that all you had?
Yeah, no. So the question is, I guess the way that they promote this is, you're supposed to, as a lady who's concerned about this guy she's about to hook up with,
sneak a pic of his cock,
and then let the AI tell you if he's got a disease.
How is that trustworthy?
First off, yeah, they say up to 94% accurate. I highly put a lot of suspicions against that, but that's what they say. So like one, how mad would you be if your lady snapped a photo of your dick and uploaded it to an AI engine?
Kind of upset. Yeah, just a little bit.
A little pissed
off. And two,
yeah.
Would you do it yourself?
No, I'd go to the doctor,
as a way to avoid going to the doctor. And
I don't see, unless you have like an open sore on your dick, I don't understand what the fuck they can see from a picture. Like what?
Right. That's what I don't get.
Bacteria, like chlamydia is a bacteria. Like you ain't seeing bacteria from a picture. What the fuck are you supposed to see?
I don't know.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I don't trust it.
But it's been trained on millions of photos of penises.
I mean, I guess when you put it like that's kind of like ancestry, like it has all the DNA, so it just kind of lumps them together. Like, yeah,
imagine it's
probably
not
your dick.
It's not actually AI, but it's like, you know how the Amazon Go thing turned out to be just 1,000 Indians in India, like that were approving transactions
to a cock farm in
just
India.
A bunch of dudes at a cock farm. Cock
farm. Yeah. That sounds like a good part-time gig.
Yeah, that looks sick. No, that one looks good.
Imagine being you're the manager at a cock farm in like fucking somewhere deep in the heart of India, and like that's your gig for 8 hours. You're managing and you're taking like CS calls for like cock farm people who are super pissed off about something. That can't be a good time.
Bro,
I can't imagine.
That's better than the stuff I did at Sutherland. I wish it were a cock farm.
Yo, speaking of like call centers and shit like that, and you know, Indian representatives, fucking my it's just hilarious. My coworker, right? He's been getting these calls on the work line where it's just these telemarketers end up calling whatever. And the thing that he does is pure genius. So what he's been doing, and every time I'll hear the sound in the background, I'll be like, oh, this motherfucker. So whenever he receives a call, he starts to entertain. He's like, yeah, that's me. Oh yeah, for sure. What do you have? Like, what are you? And then they'll get into their spiel, and he has a YouTube video of just like the most annoying squealing sound. And he'll just press play and leave it right on the phone until they hang up. And some of those dudes are persistent. They're still talking and shit. And it's just like this.
Oh, my God.
I gotta do it. I got to start doing that shit. Anyway,
if you got the time for that, then that's pretty dope.
Oh, yeah. They normally do not stay on the line for more than 30 seconds.
So impressive.
One person was on there for like a full 3 minutes. He was just sitting there. He was like, damn, this motherfucker did not.
Gotta hit that quota. I'd actually stop it and talk to him for a little bit. I feel like he's earned it at that point. Just give him a little something.
A little something. All right. So real quick, I know we're probably, is that all the news you had?
That's all the news.
I had a real quick, have y'all seen this? Because it was a question that Dave asked a while back. Would you rather have a little arm or a little leg? And I went with the little arm because I'm like, yo, there's no way. Like, it would hinder me so much to have a little leg.
You just get a big shoe.
Yeah, he's got to get a tall shoe, right?
Like, walk out the massive jump man's on, son. They don't sell them shits at Payless, dog. You'd be fucked.
You ain't jumping anywhere. Those are the you can't jump man's.
You ain't jumping.
Well, Let me see. I gotta share this because that is not, apparently, that's not the truth for this guy, because he's killing it. Check this out.
Oh shit!
My man is breakdancing.
My man is breakdancing with a little leg.
That's better than I can breakdance with two regular legs. Bro. So I'm not even gonna hate on him.
I'm not hating on him.
Oh, it feels like he's got an advance.
I was gonna say, he don't gotta tuck that shit mad tight.
I'm like, yo, this dude. Nah, obviously I was wrong because.
Did I pick leg? Did I go with the leg? I think I did.
You went with the leg. Yeah, you went with the, this could be you, Dave.
That is me, son.
That could be you.
He just gave him that little, like, what's up? Yo, like, they got served, son.
How smooth is that walk away, though, son?
Word.
Look at that shit. That shit is not hindering him at all, son. That tiptoe is on point.
Imagine if he had pants on.
Right. They have to be altered. But is that how he's walking, though?
Yo, that pimp.
Nah, he's
got to
use crutches.
So.
Yo, yeah, that. Yo, he walked away smooth as fuck for having a small ass leg.
So yeah, he walked right out of camera though, because he ain't holding like them shit up like
all
that.
The time?
What'd you say?
Like, what do you think he walks like? Does he walk like that normally?
That has got to be how he walks
right
there.
Nah, there's no way. There's no way.
He walks down the street.
No fucking way.
That's got to be how he walks. Son.
That's how he walks up to Shorty
smooth
at the bar.
As a son, stay away from my girl, son, walking like that everywhere. Don't play me. Fuck.
Oh, man.
Baby, don't look.
You walk in, he's smashing your girl. You tell him, get the
fuck
out.
Yo, I'm grabbing that little foot, son. I'm Ken Shamrock ankle lock on the little foot, son. Snap that shit.
Till he fucking Eddie Gordo fucking capoeira your ass.
Walks away smooth as a bitch with my lady.
Word.
That's what's up. I get it. He got me.
Oh, man. At that point, you got to date him. You got to date a little person.
Word.
You I got would think to. That's the move. It's got to be the move, right?
That's got to be the move. That's got to be the move.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right. I had to show you that. Cause that was
good looks.
Yeah, that was good.
That was on point. All right, we done with the news, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hollywood.
All right, so it's actually been a pretty eventful weekend when it comes to Hollywood. We had CinemaCon. So a lot of shit was announced. Let's see here. So at CinemaCon, they announced, they talked about, a couple things that we knew, like, A Quiet Place Day One, they showed, you know, they had a panel, they showed a little bit more, for the people, for the folks there. They announced the upcoming animated film, Transformers One, which is, I want to say Optimus Prime is, it's like the origin of Optimus Prime, and he's being like voiced by Chris baby. Evans. Not Chris
baby.
Evans, I'm sorry, Chris baby? Hemsworth. No. Aww,
that would have been adorable. It would have been cuter than Grogu, son. Optimus.
Chris Hemsworth is voicing Optimus?
I believe so, yes.
Not the Optimus Prime guy?
No, not the Optimus Prime guy.
Is there going to be like some computerization to it, or is he just going to sound like a dude?
You know just as much as I do. They didn't talk about anything like that.
Leaves so many questions.
Yeah. There's a lot of questions still, especially the fact that that they fucking also announced. This is for the Paramount.
Before you jump over the Optimus Prime guy's voice, he's an Invincible, right? That is the Optimus Prime guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it just like, wow, that guy sounds like Optimus
Prime. The Viltrumite guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anyways, move forward.
Yeah, and then they dropped a full trailer for Gladiator 2, so everybody is super excited about that. We haven't
That still
had
hasn't come public, right?
No. Nope.
Nope. Yeah, okay. Nope. So there was a lot of things that were announced. Live action G.I. Joe and Transformers crossover film. Now, I guess they're remaking The Naked Gun. Which, yeah, I know.
Did they say with who?
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson is going to be the Leslie Nielsen.
Huh?
Liam Neeson's going to be the Leslie Nielsen?
I'm assuming so.
I could see that, though. Do you remember his little scene in Ted?
Yes. Yes.
That's going to be funny. Not like yeah, Leslie Nielsen funny, but that's not going to be as bad as it sounds.
I would hope so. Yeah, I would hope so.
So it is going to be a comedy.
Yeah. They're
not like remaking
slapstick,
it to
I'm assuming.
Be like.
Like 21 Jump Street?
Well, no, like the opposite direction. Like, you know, 21 Jump Street took a real thing and made it a joke. Are they going to take a joke thing and make it real? Like,
no, they couldn't.
Is it
going to
be
that.
Like a serious.
No, no,
just
no,
an
no,
action
no,
drama.
An action no. drama of Nick
no
Cannon.
Fucking way.
No, okay. No, no, no. They're not. No, that's it's going to be exactly what we think the Naked Gun is.
Okay.
I don't remember the scene from Ted, so I might have to go back to that.
Where he purchased the what was the cereal? Was it, it was just for kid Trix? He was buying a thing Trix. Of Trix, and he was like talking about how he's buying it from even though it's for kids. It's like he's like, I'm gonna buy it from it. It was just a very deadpan, just stupid, funny scene, dude, that you didn't expect. It was just his only 2 seconds in the movie, and it was him fucking buying that cereal and going on this spiel about how it's for kids, but he's gonna buy it anyway because it's for kids. It was funny. I'm not doing
sure.
it justice.
I'm sure.
All right, so now because this is a thing. I'm going to share it, and you're going to watch it. It was at least a little bit, just a tiny, tiny bit.
I mean, if you quick with the real pull up, there you go.
All
right. There we go. Thanks a lot. Come again.
Hey.
Hello.
I'd like to ask a few questions about this breakfast cereal.
Yeah. Box of Trix.
That's right. I've been led to understand that Trix are exclusively for children. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, they say Trix are for kids in the commercials.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And is that enforced by law?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Well, if I purchase these Trix, I'll be in trouble.
No. No, you should be.
You do understand that I myself am not a child.
I was able to sniff that out, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bring these back to my apartment.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
I won't be followed.
No, that's not in our budget here.
Hey, I won't forget what you've done for me here today.
I would prefer that you do.
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
It's extra. Jeez, yeah, I forget. So it was Ted 2. I totally forgot.
Oh, yeah, was it Ted 2? Okay. My bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
I hope it's better than that. Not that that's bad.
No, that's just an indication of
Ted, right? Like.
Yeah. No, it'll be good.
He needs. No, he it's needs, an. Like, he's the straight man there. Like, he needs a funny man to.
No, so that
so I just hope it's not Kevin Hart and Liam Neeson.
No, oh my God, no. So no, I would assume that the whole premise is like because with Naked Gun, it was we were in on the joke. He was never necessarily in on the joke. So, so Liam Neeson will be doing all of these things 100%, being deadpan and like. Taking it seriously, but it's like these very stupid fucking lines, very stupid situations. And he is just 100% invested in making this shit, you know, like taking it serious. So I can see how that goes. But anyway.
Ooh, Anderson is teaming up with Liam Neeson for this.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Now I'm really
and,
man, haven't seen her in something for a minute.
They're going to be, they also announced a scary movie. It's going to be, there's going to be another scary movie in the franchise. Hopefully they involve the Wayans brothers. Cause if they do not,
it's going to be trash. That is going to be trash.
100%. Yeah. Bee Gees, biopic directed by Ridley Scott. Mm. Star Trek Origins, and the one that I am most excited for, obviously, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem sequel. We knew that that was coming.
Yep.
But the one that I'm excited for is the live action R-rated adaptation of The Last Ronin, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Last Ronin. So
I thought you were going to talk. Was there a Chris Farley biopic that was they were talking about? I read in a couple of different. I didn't know if that was something that was announced there or if that actually had legs. It was the dude from Blackbird that was supposed to play Chris Farley, the fucking killer dude.
Yeah, it's not on the list that I have here of the things that were announced specifically for Paramount. This was the Paramount panel, so it could have been. It could have been announced in a different panel.
Word.
But yeah, I don't know what do you think a live action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Last Ronin would look like? I'm hoping that it's going to be a mixture of the CGI and the OG, Ninja Turtle costumes and shit.
I'd be okay with no CGI, just throwback Ninja Turtles, but fucking violent and bloody and. I don't even need CGI. I mean, I'd be cool with it if it was used properly, but I'd be down with just like that old school shit, but fucking violent.
Yeah, and that's what graphic. Apparently that's, I mean, rated R Ninja Turtles movie. Like,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. I'm very looking forward to this. I can't wait to see like what it turns into. Hopefully the project stays alive. And we get to actually see it. So your daughter's
mad into Ninja Turtles. Would you take her to see this rated R movie?
No, probably not.
Nah.
I mean, it depends. If I watch it and I feel like if it's just like, you know, if there's no F-bombs and shit, like, but it's probably going to be
more like Logan than like Deadpool.
Maybe. I don't care if they watch shit like that. Like if my son wanted to watch Logan, I'd let him watch it.
Logan, that's what I'm saying. Like Logan's.
Yeah,
not,
yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah,
it's rated R, but it's not like wild. It's more like there's some it's just stuff, bloody. But it's,
would you let him watch Deadpool?
No, there's fucking pegging in Deadpool.
Oh, so the violence is okay, but once the sex is introduced, then it's a problem.
Yeah. Yes.
That's American exactly culture in a nutshell.
That's what.
So that's American culture in a nutshell.
I mean, if it was it again, it's the simple act of the fact that she's pegging him.
The Puritan society of insensitive culture.
It's natural for who? It's natural for you to be pegged. Is that what you're saying?
It's a natural act, my guy.
Yeah, I guess.
No kink shaming.
No kink shaming.
Facts. Facts.
Jeez. I gotta pull out a
touche.
An OG. Touché. An OG one. All right. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that it's dope.
Yeah. That's that shit right there.
It is the writer, one of the writers from Boy Kills World is in there. So you know this shit's gonna be fucking bloody.
That's shit supposed to be fire.
Crazy.
It hasn't come out yet, right?
Nah, trailer. Nah, the trailer looks crazy.
Yeah,
it looks very John Wick.
Yeah.
Where he's just murdering people left and right. So if that's what we're getting, I'd be happy with that. All right. So moving on, those are the ones that were announced for Paramount. There was also a Disney panel. Let's see here. What did they announce for Disney? I'm looking for the actual like list. All right, so
the Avengers.
They had, and there's so much shit that was announced because they had a Warner Brothers one, they had a Lionsgate, Universal Pictures. They all had shit that they released. But the ones that were announced for Disney was Inside Out 2, which we've seen some trailers for. There was a panel for Deadpool. Well, there was a panel for Marvel where Deadpool and Wolverine was featured, and apparently in that in the video that they showed, it was it showed Deadpool You know, just kind of addressing the audience, and then a phone rings. Oh no, what was it that he said? He said he came out and he said, "Yeah, so in Secret Wars, isn't it crazy that they're going to introduce," and then a phone rings, and as soon as the phone rings, fucking Wolverine comes out, Hugh Jackman, and says, "You need to turn that fucking phone off," and just starts throwing all kind of fucking curse words and just cursing out the audience and shit. So and then Deadpool comes back. He was like, "I'm impressed. I didn't know you had it in you." Like, you know. So nice. A very Deadpool thing.
It's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so fucking good.
I guess they came out, showed a small teaser of Mufasa, the prequel to The Lion King.
Okay.
And Alien Romulus, they showed, they gave some updates on Moana 2 and Captain America Brave New World.
I think I saw some screenshots from the new Captain America with Harrison Ford.
Yep. And I guess they had exclusive footage for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. They had a lot of stuff, but those were the pretty much all of the updates. I know that they what's it called? The Thunderbolts also had a little bit of an updated logo as well that they showed, and I guess the difference is now it says Thunderbolts and it has an asterisk, and people are trying to figure out like what does that asterisk symbolize. It could be a villain that's named asterisk from the comic books. It could be a few things. So that caused some speculation, but they're just really trying to get people sold on these fucking Thunderbolt characters. That's
interesting.
They're trying.
I'm with it.
Yeah. We just need to find our way to CinemaCon next year, because damn, I would love to be a part of that.
Fuck yeah. Where is it? Where do they even hold it?
You know that had to be in Cali. Fucking LA.
I think it's a Vegas thing, actually.
Okay. Is it?
Right. Either way, we'll West meet Coast. In Vegas next year.
Yes. Let's see. So, The Boys Vegas. Season 4 completely wrapped.
Word.
Yep. So that is coming June 13th. On Prime Video.
Kripke said they just need to really take the time to dub it into like 50 different languages for Amazon, and other than that, it's good to go.
Nice.
That's something he said on Twitter. He had tweeted. He's really good. He's like James Gunn about kind of updating and calling bullshit out.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
It's a good time. Good follow.
Can't wait for that. And that will be a weekly drop, so we look forward to that. Let's see. Silo major update. Go ahead.
On that was one of the things I wanted to get y'all's take on. Just vibe check. How y'all feeling about weekly drops versus binge drops?
I appreciate a weekly drop because it is it allows for you to digest what you just had. It gives you more of a build up, more something to look forward to. I don't mind the binge drop. I was kind of happy when Fallout came out when they announced that all 8 episodes were being dropped, because I knew I would binge it. But I enjoyed it so much that I kind of wish that I was looking forward to watching the next episode this upcoming week, you know what I mean? So, but yeah. You know, we're done and now we're just waiting for the next season in probably another 2 years. You know what I mean? It's like, but I don't know. I'm kind of torn on it. I think I still prefer the weekly drop.
I dropped this question to a dude I work with, and he, you know, pretty instantaneously was like, yeah, he's like, binge drop all day. Just give it to me and let me consume it how I want. And I was like, I get that. Like, that's totally cool. But you know, then you're, you know, if you decide that you do want to watch it weekly, you're dodging spoilers and whatnot on, you know, Twitter, Instagram, all that, you know, pretty heavily for a long time. And yeah. And he, you know, he told me, he's like, dude, he's like, I don't have an Instagram account. Like, I don't have a TikTok. Like, I don't go on Twitter. He's like, I have some Reddit threads that I subscribe to. And because his social media presence isn't really anything, like, that's not a big deal for him. And that's not something that I can fathom, you know, based on how we are. Like, you know, I'm constantly in one app or another, refreshing, just intaking whatever they're putting out, whether it's news or entertainment and whatnot. Yeah. And for us, like, you know, that's not feasible to stay off the internet like that. But for certain people who live a certain lifestyle, like,
is this one of those same old people that's afraid to buy things on their
phone? No, this dude was actually a couple years younger than me. So not
interesting.
Not old by any means, but I mean definitely not a, you know, not a 20-year-old either. But yeah, sure. he just didn't really care about it. And like I respected the fuck. I was like, yeah, dude, like, cool. I wish I could do that. I can't, but like I get what you're saying. In that case, if I were him, give me a binge drop, dude. What do I fucking care? I'll watch it when I feel like watching it, and that's that. Like, he had no qualms at all. And like, I was just so shook. Like, I couldn't even fathom what he was telling me as I was trying to, like, you know, comprehend it. And he just, it just brushed it off, dude.
Yeah. That's how my girl doesn't have social media, like, at all. So she wouldn't be affected by anything like that either.
I mean, I'm not so, that's like an extra thing that I'm like, yeah. And on top of that, you know, I gotta dodge, you know, spoilers or whatnot. I'll be honest, I don't think I've seen and have had to worry about spoilers for Fallout. I don't think anyone, I think most people have been pretty good on releasing or posting any Fallout spoilers.
But you were on the hunt, though. You were aware. You were just making sure. You're still probably making sure because you ain't finished that shit, so you're being extra cautious. Yeah, still.
So if I see something that references Fallout, more than likely I try to scroll past it quickly so that I don't get spoiled on anything. But most of the stuff that I've seen has just been talking about how great of a show it is.
Yeah.
But still, I think for me, the main thing is just like the ability to, because I will say I loved Binge when it first came out, you know, and when it first started dropping, you know, back in the early, you know, House of Cards.
We didn't have that. We didn't have that, dog. There was nothing like that.
It was new. It was cool. It was like, holy shit, I can watch the whole thing at once. It's immediate. I don't know if it's just, you know, personal that like I don't have the time to sit through 8 hours of a show. Like, you know, Fallout, they're 40 plus minute episodes. Yeah,
they're pretty damn close
episodes.
To an hour, right?
Those episodes. Yeah, like to sit there and watch every episode so that I don't get spoiled, so that I could talk about it with my friends, because we don't all watch, like the three of us, we don't watch it on the same schedule. Like we can't yet talk about Fallout because we're not all at the same place, right? Like I think I'm only halfway through episode 4. Y'all are done with it.
Done.
I think.
Yeah.
You're both finished. And so like, and even then at the time, right? Like Wok finished it before Dave did.
He did.
And then it was like, how much can y'all talk about it unless you do, I think this happened on episode 6. Did you get to this part? Like all of that, like the conversational, and we talked about it a little bit when Game of Thrones ended, how like that was going to be the last show that we could, everyone in the world watches together. It ended up not being true because, you know, some of the streaming shows went back to weekly drops. Mm-hmm. And I fuck with it. I feel like even with the streaming shows, I feel like with streaming shows, it gives you the option where it comes out at a specific time. If you can't keep up with it, then you can watch all up until that. You know what I mean? Like you can binge it on your own time.
And even
but
when they
for
release
like day
it.
Ones, people that can sit through and watch through all 8 episodes the first day, and now they got all the answers when like I don't even know when I'm going to get to episode 1. I don't know. It's just, it got me feeling some kind of negative way towards that
even
that
on
concept.
Even on shows where they do the weekly drop, if you are one of those people that still want to bank those up and binge it at the end, because there's so much space in between each episode, it's the spoilers aren't that heavy. Like, you're not going to catch spoilers for like episode three, you know, come week seven. Like, everyone's already past that. They're on to some new shit. So like, you really don't really have to even worry about spoilers when, you know, when that's the case. So like, you still can binge. And I like that time to, you know, the weekly drops I enjoy most, just because sometimes shows you just need that week to digest and break down and really just keep mulling over. And I don't know, it makes you look forward. And we've talked about this where we have a day where a certain show drops, looking forward to that day all week. Like, I feel like that's, I don't know, few and far between.
But then again, you know, I feel like there's another show that is on weekly drops that neither of y'all have watched yet. I doubt we'll ever watch X-Men 97 because it's animated.
It's on my list.
And I have seen nothing but spoilers for what happened in episode 5. I've seen it all over the place. Everyone's talking about it.
I've seen some stuff, but I haven't. I don't know the context.
I haven't seen anything. I have
no context. But like, I saw something that I didn't have context for until I started watching the episode.
Yeah,
and then I saw the episode. I started watching it, and then I was like,
and then you put it together.
I was like, oh, I know exactly what's going to happen at the end of this episode, but let's see how it happens.
Right.
But it was like a 2-word tweet. That wasn't like, it was a push notification that I had no context for when I saw it. And I was like, what does that even mean? And then once I started watching the episode, oh, that's what they were talking about. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's, but again, and then even after that, I've seen many more spoilers, either not maybe directly saying it, but like alluding to what happens in the episode. And so it's kind of like when it's weekly drops, then maybe everyone feels safer to like spoil it and talk about it online. And when it's a binge show, some, because like people, I said, I haven't really seen anything about Fallout.
I've seen some spoilers that weren't spoilers for me, because I had already, you know, I already seen the shit. So like, they're definitely out there. I mean, that's not crazy. Like, it's not like I have to stay off of anything, but like, they're out there for sure.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just wanted to do a quick vibe check, see how y'all was feeling about
those. It's
been
a timely discussion this past week since Fallout that really got people talking about it.
Yeah. Word. Yeah. I bought Fallout 4 for $5.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to start playing that at some point. So I bought that. But we can move on real quick. Our Silo has been renewed for seasons 3 and 4 back to back.
Damn.
So they're going to be filming both of those. And I believe that that's the plan. Like, they're just going to release those and then that's going to be it. So
4
it's
seasons
going
done.
To be, yeah, 4 seasons done, and you know, they're just hit it, quit it. That's it.
That's
I like when
do.
They plan out. I like when they plan out the ending. And you know, they get a chance to actually,
yeah, to get a chance to execute that ending is always nice when a network or a service gives you that ability.
Word. Let's see. Denis Villeneuve. Of course, Johnny would walk away because he
Villeneuve.
He is set to direct a movie called Nuclear War, a Scenario. The film follows the events that would happen if a nuclear war begun, based on information from interviews with military and civilian experts.
Damn.
So that should be some interesting shit, especially with him. He's going to make that shit look fire.
Yeah, for sure.
That shit is... That is something that, I don't know, I like those type of movies, putting yourself in like the shoes of like, what if the shit hit the fan now? That's why I want to watch Civil War. I keep hearing that it's a good movie. But the reason why I want to watch it is because, just even the trailer making me feel like, fuck, like that shit could fucking happen. And if it does happen, how would I react?
Right.
I like being put in that setting.
Yeah.
A nuclear war. Just the first episode of Fallout, like that, the way that shit just got kicked off.
We just saw
made me feel like, holy shit. Like, what would I even do in that situation? Yep. What would I have no idea.
Don't even want to think about it, Doc.
Don't want to think three. About it. Let's see. Henry Cavill and Jake Gyllenhaal are teaming up for a new Guy Ritchie movie.
Okay. I like
that's good pairing right there.
That's a damn good pairing. Yep. I'm for it.
The first trailer was revealed. It's called In the Gray. And it says in the first trailer was revealed this week at CinemaCon.
Oh, damn. I thought that was like, hey, this is going to be something we're going into pre-production on. And they're like, nah, we got a trailer for your ass.
No, yeah. The film is about a trio stealing back money that was stolen from rich criminals.
Always a heist with Guy Ritchie, man. It's always, yeah. And I fuck with it. Don't get me wrong, but like.
I mean, yeah, stick to what you, stick to what you
a.
like, man.
Fucking A.
Fucking A. And not so good news. Ice Spice is going to be making her acting debut in a Spike Lee film starring Denzel Washington. Can you imagine, like,
I mean,
being famous literally because you have a fat ass, right? Because her music sucks to us. Of course, we're not the genre, so, or we're not the demo.
How prevalent is she going to be in them? Is it going to be like Macy Gray in Training Day? Or like, she gonna be starring in this bitch with Denzel? Because like, that's a big difference between Ethan Hawke and Macy Gray in Training Day.
No, I've seen her just talk in regular interviews. I highly doubt she's gonna be like a major person in this.
All right, then I'm cool with it. I don't give a fuck. Maybe Spike Lee just trying to hit.
Probably.
Can't blame him, son.
He's all New York, so
right.
It seems legit, but still. It's like, damn, her first movie, and she's going to be in a movie with Denzel.
Hey, wish my ass was that fat. God damn.
I know, right? Get your.
Come on, Zell.
Wait, you want to be around Denzel with a fat ass?
Hey, I just want to be around Denzel. Cheeks or nah.
You're a fool for that. It'd be dope, though, right?
Word?
Let's see. Last piece of information here. This one is one I think Quest might either love or hate, because we used to watch the show. He put me onto it many, many years ago. But Heroes is getting another sequel series from the original creator, Tim Kring.
I feel like the first season of Heroes was fucking fire. And then after that, just boom, nothing, trash, garbage.
Yep.
Not even worth.
And then they
watching.
Try to revive it.
Yeah, they're like, hey, let's do that again. No, let's not.
Yeah, let's not.
I'm not down with that. I don't think Quest's fucking with that either.
Probably not. Probably
go out on a limb.
We'll never know because he walked away.
Hey, man, shits five times away. A day. Give him a break.
He does. You're right. I forget about his tummy. His tummy troubles.
He does have a sour tummy.
Let's see. I think that's all I have. What you been fucking with?
Goddamn, son. Well, I fucked with all of Fallout over the weekend there. Fit that in. And then I started the Three Body Problem. Mr. Quest had put us on few weeks ago, and it sounded dope, and it came down between that and Constellation, and I posed the choice to Ash, and we watched some trailers, and we went with Three Body Problem, and
nice.
We are only two episodes in, but definitely feeling it, definitely, you know, into the questions, and I feel like Three Body Problem is one of those shows where you could do a weekly drop and, you know, take that week to break down and process, because, like, some of that shit, dude, is just really heavy, really intense, and I don't know how much you've watched of it, Walk, but you could do with a little bit of time. But I mean, we're just, you know, we're jumping right into the next episode as soon as we can.
Yeah, I'm about five or six episodes in.
Okay. Oh, damn. Okay, you got Was it eight episodes?
I believe so.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Damn. Yeah. And that was there like a finality to the end? Like, this isn't like a ongoing series. This is just like a, hey, this is dope. Check this out. A little mini series type deal on Netflix. Nope.
It is ongoing.
Oh, it is ongoing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Dope. Yeah. I'm fucking with Three Body Problem right now, obviously. I'm watching From. I started From on, I've been watching it through Amazon Prime Video. And it's very interesting. excuse me. I fuck with it very hard. So it is a, just to give a little bit of the premise for From, you get people, you know, you're driving down a road, a country road. They go down this one road and they come across this town. They drive past the town. They realize, holy shit, it's the town again. And, you know, they're now in this, they're trapped in this town. And the people in the town already know, yeah, it's like it's just a loop where they cannot escape this fucking town. So obviously the people that are currently in that town are people who are in the same situation as the family that, you know, that you're following, into this town on the first episode. And then, to add that little twist, there's a horror element to it. At night, they have to, board their windows and, keep a talisman on the door, because these creatures that look like people come knocking on the door, and they might try to trick people and say, come outside, I'm hurt or some shit. But the second you open the door, they fucking completely gut you and fucking just murder you in the worst way possible. So
good yeah. Synopsis there.
Yeah. So obviously, it's very interesting. And all of this is like right up front. This is the premise that you would find in any trailer. I'm assuming that at some point they're going to want to try to get out of there and try to figure out ways, but it's just crazy to think, like, holy shit. Like, what if some crazy shit like that happened? I think about that shit, stupid shit like that all the time. Like 30 days a night, still think about that shit.
You still fucking with Sugar?
I still am fucking with Sugar. Sugar's, that's another weekly show, so I'm still just waiting for the new episodes to drop.
Oh, no doubt. When do those drop? Is that a Friday drop on Apple
TV?
That
is a Friday drop. Yes.
Is it a Friday drop? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on Sugar. That's my fucking with, I would say.
Nice.
I started that, I don't know, I started like 3 or 4 shows this week, and or in the last like 2 weeks, I started 3 or 4, maybe 5 shows. And almost every single one of them at some point contains some sort of subtitles and foreign language. And right now, wifey is not trying to fuck with anything foreign whatsoever. It's just, I forget. It was so bad that yesterday I put something else on and I knew that they had like, a little bit of French spoken in it, and I was like, just so you know,
you prepped her.
But it definitely seems like it's mostly Asian subtitle stuff.
Yeah, Shogun, fucking Three Body Problems got mad Chinese.
So three Body Problem, Shogun. The Sugar started off actually. It wasn't, but the very first scene.
Yes.
Was pretty much all in Japanese, right?
Yes.
And so my girl was like, oh my God, another fucking Asian.
Oh, that sounds like, Ash, dude. Ash hates, she doesn't mind subtitles when they're on, but as long as she doesn't have to read them, that's her thing. Yeah.
yesterday I was like, oh, this is a brand new show that I saw the trailer for that looks very interesting. I think we should watch this. I start playing it. And it was... it's the new HBO show,
the Robert Downey Jr. one?
The Robert Downey Jr. show, yeah.
Yeah.
The Sentimentalist, I don't know, whatever. The thing about the dude in Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so there's so much Vietnamese spoken on this show.
And you're like just cringing through every fucking Vietnamese word. You're like,
I mean, I think we got like 15 minutes in. She's and like, she was on Instagram on her phone. And I'm like, all right, let's change this back to something else. And then we watched Fallout, and she doesn't really care for that either. So she went right back.
There's no pleasing. There's no pleasing her. I don't know what she does she want to watch. She want to put The Office on? We'll watch The Office. Fine.
Yeah, she at this point, I think she just wants something romantic or something like that.
Yeah, she's going too hard on the dark and the sci-fi and the samurai, and she just give this poor woman something normal.
Right. There was something. I know I was also watching Tokyo Vice. I never tried to make her watch that, but
it's like a Rosetta lesson every time she wants to watch a goddamn TV show.
Constellation also has a lot of Chinese subtitles. So pretty much a lot of the shows that we've tried to start recently have had a lot of foreign, mostly Asian subtitles. And it's a rough road right now. I was like, you know what? It's popular. We got to include, you know how many millions of people live in Asia, especially if you include India in that, which is part of Asia.
Which it definitely is part of Asia. So you got to include them there, right?
Billions of people over there. We have to include them in our culture.
What kind of stories are we missing just because they're not in English, you know?
Really? I'm trying to remember if The Gentleman had a few Asian subtitles
probably
or something.
Everything. It's
it.
A prerequisite for streaming shows today. Yeah. Foreign Asian subtitles.
For real. But no, that's what I would say is the one that I'm fucking with this week. Plus X-Men 97.
Of course.
I do plan on watching that.
And Fallout.
Fucking A.
Yeah, I mean, y'all got anything else to add to this stellar conversation, fellas?
Stella. Only thing I have to add is... Walk,
Dave.
Johnny Quest, catch the vibe. Insensitive culture,
bears. Wait, I thought it was supposed to be country.
The world, breaking it down. We'll talk, yeah. Oh, yeah, the country drop. I think I started doing it. Did it ever come out?
This ain't Tim McGraw.
Where did it go?
We can drop it after Kendrick drops his next shit. We're waiting on Kendrick.
We're waiting. Did it do it or no?
No.
No? Okay.
It must have...
Next week we got a treat for you guys.
Something.
We'll open with
something to look forward to.
There you go.
Weekly drops, baby. We can't let you binge all this shit at once. Come on.
I like that. All right, guys. Well, if we ain't got nothing else, you already know what time of this what time it is. Thank you for making it this far. Remember, as always, we will see, I don't even want... I wanted to do the same thing that we just did in the beginning. But I can't do it now because it is tarnished, Johnny. Tarnished, okay? Nah, we appreciate you listening to the show if you made it this far. Remember, I guess you fuck with us or we fuck with you. And always remember, if you love us or hate us, we're going to be back next week. So we'll catch you then. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, Johnny Quest, talking about the latest trends, who's the best on the Insensitive Culture Podcast. They shine, covering pop culture, one show at a time. One show at a time, what brings the humor? He's got the wit, Dave keeps it real. Never afraid to admit, Johnny Quest, voice that soothes the soul. Perfect trio, stories unfold
From movies and TV shows to video games, they tackle it all, never holding back the reins. The Insensitive Culture Crew got the scoop, they break it down, always keeping it true.
I hate to admit how much I like this.